This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Needed that one.
Big time.
Better now. Yeah, I don't think...
I mean, he rested and they won.
Yeah.
So,
and
that's awesome.
And I thought they would. I told you all day yesterday, yeah. I expect you to go out and win the basketball game.
Right.
And they did. But yeah, that's a relief. That was a relief. Just my opinion, and they were up a creek if they lose that basketball game last night.
It'd be tough.
I think they were up a creek if they lose that basketball game last night. New Orleans is coming to Minnesota starting tonight for two games. Thanks. Just go ahead and stay in town and let us get a couple victories. Clippers, in the end, cruise through the fourth quarter to defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. This is how it's going to be. The urgency is you got to win every single game. Night. Now, with all that said, yeah, super impressive. Super impressive. Mainly two guys. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do looking around the court, but what I love is that they make the decision for Steph Curry to sit, or he had to, or whatever the hell was going on right behind the scenes, and you have two other super experienced big names, and my God, they turned the volume up. Jimmy running the offense and Draymond running the defense was unbelievable last night.
I mean, you look at Draymond's line, 3, 4, and 10. It's like, I mean, Draymond, quiet night. But then you actually watch the game and you watch what Draymond did against Giannis and the fact that he did not score against Draymond Green. And he's got to be 7 inches taller at least in the wingspan. And
oh my God.
Giannis, you know, when he gets downhill, he's unguardable and all the rest of it. And Draymond was unbelievable. So I'm not trying to poo-poo his DPOY quest, his candidacy. I don't think he's going to get it. But what he did last night was completely, like you were talking about, the best defensive player in basketball for a long time because nobody else can do what he does.
Yep. I mean, that's the other thing. It's sort of, it's funny. Draymond, as a great defensive player, sometimes strikes a similarity in my mind to the idea of Steph Curry's greatness as an offensive player. And here's what I mean by that. Do you give extra credit for the fact that the person is doing what they're doing at a much smaller size than what they should be able to, and a much smaller size than what all the other people who are in their class do? All these other, look at the names we're throwing out there. There's Evan Mobley, Rudy Gobert, Victor Wembanyama. What do they all have in common? They've all got a 7 in the front of their height category. All of them. Hell, Wembanyama's halfway to 8.
Right. Totally.
Draymond is 6'5", maybe 6'6". All the other players who you would list as the top 10 players of all time in the NBA, all of them are at least 6'6". Steph Curry might be 6'3".
Maybe.
And I actually don't think he is. I think he's 6'2". And so, you know, maybe that doesn't count in your mind, but it does to me. When we start talking about pound for pound, I don't know that in my NBA lifetime I've ever seen a more intricate, unique, and dominant and smart defender than Draymond Green.
Well, in modern NBA now, he's being asked to do things that, for example, Dennis Rodman never would have been asked to do. And you had Michael Jordan, you had Scottie Pippen, who were two also elite defenders, so he didn't have to do what Draymond does. And back then, you didn't switch everything. You didn't run so many pick and rolls. You didn't have the same pace. And so, you know, Dennis Rodman was a good defender who guarded forwards, and he would guard a center, of course. But you mentioned it, the DPOY going backward, Rudy Gobert, center, Jaren Jackson Jr., a center. Marcus Smart, I don't remember him winning that award in 2022, but he did.
Interesting.
And then it's Gobert, Giannis, Gobert, Gobert. Gobert's got 4 of the last 8, and it's because he's the Stifle Tower.
And because he registers stats.
Right, exactly.
Draymond Green is a way better defender than Rudy Gobert.
Of course.
Like way, way, way better defender than Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert can guard one player, the center. The big man.
Rudy Gobert can kind of do one thing on a basketball court.
Right.
He can try to block your shot,
exactly.
And then sometimes he can rebound the basketball. I know his rebounding numbers are okay.
They're
considering
good.
His size, I think they actually stink. The fact that it's difficult for him to get to 11 rebounds a night, he should be getting 18. I mean, Jokic does, and he's working way harder on the other end of the court than Gobert is.
If I gave you Rudy Gobert or Dwight Howard, who's a better player?
Oh, I would take Dwight Howard.
Me
too. If we're talking about prime,
me too.
Yeah, I would take Dwight Howard.
And I don't love Dwight Howard.
No, he's an odd human.
No, and flawed. But like, if you want to compare the two, because that to me is what Rudy Gobert is. He's Dwight Howard, but Dwight Howard is a little bit of a better scorer than Gobert, but both are basically like shot blocking, rebounding bigs. And yet I'm looking here at Dwight Howard, and he won 3 straight DPOYs, and Gobert's got 4 in total. But is Draymond a better defender than Rudy and Dwight Howard?
Absolutely.
Yes. He doesn't block as many shots.
He's a more valuable player, at least to what the Warriors have done.
And it reminds me of like the whole thing about NFL MVP. It's always a quarterback. Does that mean that the NFL MVP is like the quarterback is the most valuable player in football? No, of course not, but that's what we do.
Here's Draymond on this topic, by the way, and why certain players, him being one of them, have not got more Defensive Player of the Year awards through the years.
Because I think the voters look at stat numbers, and I don't want to oversell myself because I have so much respect for Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett, but I do think I'm that great defensively. And if you don't watch the game, you can miss it. And I think if you just go look at the stats, it don't always tell the story. And so for a player like KG, for a player like Tim Duncan, myself, it ain't all about the blocks. It's not all about the steals. What are you covering? And I think like myself, they cover for everybody. And when you can cover for everybody, you know, sometimes you can get a lot of steals and there's guys covering for you. Because you're getting a lot of steals, you're probably taking a lot of risk. We cover for people. And I think that's why I have one and they have one. Because you got some people that has a vote on the East Coast that probably see us play 4 times a year. And if you look at the stats, you're going to be like, oh, Draymond averaged 1 steal and a block. Oh, those numbers don't drop off the page at you. But you go watch me play, and then you go ask the opposing coach, what did I do to their offense? It's a different story. Same for Timmy D, same for KG. And so, you know, I think when you look at it, the award is widely based off statistics. And those statistics don't always tell the story. Some guys get the stats and get picked on. Some guys get the stats and can be a liability to their defense. They take too many chances. The defense break down. We don't do that. Sometimes you get punished for it, but championships, all 3 of us got. So I'm sure just like myself, they'd much rather have those than more Defensive Player of the Years. But I want another one, and I ain't retired yet. So shout out to them OGs. They are incredible. great, but I still got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to come in second or third. Yeah. Wembanyama is now. Yeah, absolutely.
And his comp is curious because KG got one and Tim Duncan never got one.
He never got one.
Never.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the list right now, and if he wanted to really like put it out there, it's Rudy Gobert who's got four. And I'm looking at the list, Mark, and if you look at the history of the award going back to 1983, there have only been 11 non-centers who've won it in 42 years. So it's basically, you're the best shot blocker, you get the award. And that's kind of been the way it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, just Grandy just mentioned while you were mentioning that there, that those names that Draymond brought up were brought up in the question.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of a leading of the witness there.
Fair.
With regard to Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, and what have you. But Draymond makes a really good point about box score babies. And this is always a thing when it's Heisman's, MVPs, whatever it is. And he mentions East Coast people with votes who may only see him play four times a year. It's very possible you go to bed, you wake up, let's take a look at that Bucks-Warriors box score. And the way media works, especially with fantasy sports, underdog, what's going on, how are you? Like, everybody wants to know the numbers. And those numbers don't really tell a story. You could say last night, okay, Giannis Antetokounmpo flirts with a triple-double in loss. There's a headline. Does that tell you a story? Not at all. He scored 20 points. He had 9 rebounds. He had 7 assists. Let me say it a different way. He disappeared off my television screen.
Right. Well, Draymond erased him.
Giannis scored half of his points from the free throw.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Line. And his free throw shooting leaves a lot to be desired.
Dude, don't even get me started
all
on that.
All of his shooting does.
My
you know
God.
What I mean? Anytime, and it was funny, before the game even started, they were talking about guarding Giannis. And young Jude, age 11, goes, how are they gonna stop this guy tonight? I said, well, I think you probably guard him the same way you see other teams guard a Kuminga or a Draymond, even though they're very different challenges for sure. I'm not comparing those guys to Giannis, but what I'm saying is if you can get him to pull up from 12 feet or further away, you've done your job. You did your job, and that's what I see when Giannis settles for those jumpers. He's not a good shooter. He's not a good shooter. And they were able to do that, and he was able to force his way to the free throw line a bunch of times. But if you got half of his points coming from the free throw line, that's the stat that Steve Kerr, who joins us at 4:30, kept pointing to: 5 field goals. You held Giannis to 5 made field goals. That is an absolutely unbelievable piece of work, especially when he's twice your size.
Yeah, and Draymond allowed zero made field goals. So I wonder about the whole nature of the voting. And, you know, Draymond won it in 2017. And even in that year, he only had two steals and 1.5 blocks a game. So why then was he more of a, you know, guy you could vote for as opposed to now, where I know the Warriors don't have the best defense, yeah, and Mobley's on a team that is amazing.
That's
so
your answer.
He's more, probably going to win it.
More wins. Right. The Warriors had more wins back then.
But if you look at, like, the history of it, Gobert won last year, and Minnesota was not the one seed.
No.
But we look at Gobert with, you know, two blocks a game in the Stifle Tower, and so we give it to him.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's names, it's stats, and then it's also flavor of the month. It's part of what Guru just said. You know, spread it around a little bit, what have you. I know Gobert's won four times, but there's that thought. Like, we do that. We do that with MVPs a lot, where it's like, okay, well, you won it last year, so let's go with Joel Embiid this year. And we try to move it around. We probably shouldn't. We shouldn't. Like, you should get that Men in Black thingy at the end of every single season.
And just blank everyone's mind.
Just like a little flashy thingy, and then you're like, you have no idea. You have absolutely no idea who won last year, and then vote from that space. That's always what I've wanted for NBA review. Flashy thingy. Bring somebody out of a dark room and go, we're not going to tell you what the call was. Just look at this play and tell us what you see. And that way you're not jaded, because everybody's jaded. It's impossible not to be, no matter what we're talking about in life. So, Brandon Pajemski is going to be on with us here in exactly an hour. Steve Kerr is going to be on with us in exactly 2 hours. It's a hell of a day right here on Willard and Dibbs. But until then, it's all you. 888-957-9570. We're taking your Warrior phone calls. What stood out to you last night on a night where the Warriors elect to sit Steph Curry and come away with a win anyway?
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.